Hey guys, Jonathan Posey here, coming for you in another car rant of the Posey Sports Performance Podcast video version as well. Today, my rant is about injuries in baseball. April is coming, it's very fast approaching. It's the middle of March, end of March, and that means spring training. Spring training is one of the best and worst times of the year for a lot of baseball fans because everybody's 0-0. And we can get all hyped up about the guys that we've been reading about all winter who have been putting work in the offseason to get better and just trying to kind of speculating what our team's going to look like. Very similar to free agency in the draft for football. This is kind of baseball season of optimism and just fun because we can kind of think in the future of what's going to happen, what we think will happen. But with that being said, this time of year is also statistically the biggest time for injuries in the sport. Reason being, a lot of guys come back. There's three groups of guys. There's one group that goes home, uses their offseason to rest, recuperate, and just kind of chill. This group is kind of made up of guys that are either older, that need the time off, that they're not going to be able to do a ton of mechanical work. But I got guys have been in the league for 15 years that you're not going to change much. Like a Bartolo Colon. Granted, you've seen him doing work in the offseason. Just because he's a fat POS, in my opinion. But then there's the guys who just don't put the work in. They don't think about it. Then there's a group of guys who put the work in, but they don't necessarily have the best direction. Okay? These are guys who go home and have their brother train them or have their uncle train them, and they've never really done anything in their life like that. And then there's a third group, guys who go to training facilities and have a professional guide them through the training process, through their offseason, kind of guide them and get them ready for spring training. What I'm going to say in this video is a general statement about each one of the groups, okay? Because obviously there are exceptions to every rule. This is going to be a general talking point for me. Depending on you, what kind of athlete you are, what level of an athlete you are, how long you've been in the game, you may need to do more or less prep work to get ready for your season. A guy like, for say, Craig Kimbrell, who has been in the league for 8-9 years now, he's not going to have to put as much mechanical work in the offseason as a guy, say, like a possibly Noah Syndergaard or a Trevor Bauer, because he's been in the league for so long, he's kind of figured out what he needs to do to get successful. Whereas Noah Syndergaard and Trevor Bauer, those guys are just examples of guys who have had issues in the past, whether with command or with injury, that need to address some issues in that offseason. Okay? Problem is, what you see in the spring is that a lot of injuries happen. This is where the three groups kind of separate out. Guys who took their offseason seriously and didn't hire their uncle or their brother to train them. I'm not saying all uncles or brothers are bad trainers, but the majority of them don't know what the baseball player needs to do in the offseason to get ready. So a lot of the times they get hurt, which is sad because you see a lot of these guys are truly talented and they go down very early in the spring. And basically they just wasted an entire winter. In some cases, these guys need Tommy John surgery. They've wasted the last... they're going to waste this full year and the offseason they just put all the time into. So it really stresses the importance of getting a good strength conditioning coach, a good pitching coach in your corner to help set you up for success in the season. Because nothing feels worse than preparing all offseason, coming out first month before the season or early on in the season, injuring yourself on something that we could have controlled. Granted, there are injuries we can't control. A guy sprains an ankle. He's out for a couple weeks. Can't do anything about that. Guy gets hit in the wrist just internally the other night by a fastball. There's nothing you can train to do anything about that. He broke a bone. Like, a ball hit him. Like, what are you going to do? But the preventable injuries are the ones that really get me. What kind of fed me into this rant was I'm an A's fan. So watching one of our top prospects, AJ Puck, go down today. He said it originally was a bicep strain or a shoulder issue. Now it's coming out it might end up being an issue with his ulnar collateral ligament. That's not been confirmed. But it's it's suspected that he could have some elbow issues, which is sad because the guy is truly gifted. He's like 6'6" or something, sits mid-90s left from the left side, starting pitcher. That's nasty. But I don't know a ton about his training, but just garnering from what I see from him, maybe he didn't do enough in the offseason to get himself ready. I don't, like I said, I don't know, but when I see things like that, there's obviously been some red flags in the past, or red flags people have seen, that could have tipped a good strength conditioning coach or a good pitching coach to kind of be like, maybe this guy, what something that he's doing or not doing is setting himself up for failure down the road, which is could be potentially right now. So it's important, guys, when you get a plan, especially for, I'm going to go off on pitchers, not go off pitchers, but go on about pitchers. Pitchers in the offseason, they need to gain mass and they need to tinker with their mechanics if there's been a mechanical issue, like an elbow issue or a shoulder issue. They need to tinker with this stuff because if they don't, they're just digging themselves in a deeper and deeper hole, okay? AJ Puck is a perfect example of the size thing I'm talking about. He's 6'6", 6'7". He weighs about 200 pounds. But on a 200 pounds on a 6'6", 6'7" frame, that's not going to cut it. 200 pounds on a 6'1 frame, a 5'10 frame, a 6-foot flat frame, that fills out the body pretty well. But if you're 6'6", and you're 200 pounds, 205 pounds, that's not heavy enough. You got to look at the height to like size ratio. He's got to be pushing 220 at least, in my opinion, in order to really help his body recover, because a lot of people don't understand that the bigger you are, not the fatter you are, the bigger you are, the better you can recover. Because your body has been adapted to building up that mass and being able to recover in between workouts. It's going to be available. Your work capacity should be better. You should be able to recover in between workouts and everything we have to do with baseball. And then with training, he probably didn't do enough to get stronger. Like, there's something going on with his body that's mechanically something weird going on that he's not firing that he needs to work on. I haven't really looked into it much. It's just me ranting. But bottom line, guys, if you're a young guy, you're a young player, major league, college, high school, wherever, get some good coaches in your corner and let them mold you. Let them work on you and communicate with them, because ultimately it comes down to you, and if something doesn't feel right to you, something they're trying out doesn't feel right, you got to let them know. They will have your best interest at heart, but they're not always going to be right. So guys, that's my rant for the day. If you have any questions, please text me. I'm very open to conversation about this. Like I said, this is off the top of my head, just ranting. Talk to y'all later. See ya.